Welcome back to another episode of Sports Castle, episode number 30. I'm Chris.
I'm Jared.
And our special guest tonight?
I'm Josh.
From Crossbar Capers. I've done well there. I'm off to a flying start.
thank you
for joining us, and let's get rolling.
It's Eagle Rock, or the Magic Men in NPL.
Bulldogs' bite is end of tills and dawn.
Hawks swoop despite plenty of yellow.
Gropers blacked out in late finish.
Lions roar on the road.
Newcastle City upset gives Panthers the blues.
Devils dominate Sharks as Dora Creek Swamp Star studded rabbits.
And Knights torch by Dragons in sad season end.
All that and more in Newcastle and Hunter Sport.
Let's go.
All right, boys. We'll start off with a bit of Black Diamond AFL grand final action. Josh, you're a man of much AFL experience, you tell me. You played two games with one career-ending injury.
Yeah, mate, yeah, two games and broke me shoulder and collarbone in second game in, yeah, against Fakata, so.
Well, you did it probably, mate. You know, just putting the body on the line, I like it. You know, that's the sort of commitment that wins grand finals and things. You know, shame yours was probably in about round two.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was most upset. I think the Ambo come up and he said, you're right. I was like, just tell me someone got that on camera, right? Streamer up top, and the old mate just dropped, swept from underneath me and fell on his shoulder.
Oh, and let me guess, it wasn't on camera, was it?
No, absolutely not. Of course not.
And that's why the story's so good. Yeah. All right, let's have a look at the grand finals. All the games at number one sports ground on the weekend. We might start with the Al Logan special, the ladies AFL, and the Newcastle City Stars went back to back. 5 goals, 10-40. You know, great show of skill and accurate kicking there to 1 goal, 1-7 from Wong Lakes. And can you just confirm for me, who did you tip last week? Yeah,
I went Wyong, didn't I?
Wyong Lakes, yeah, well done.
Dismal.
Stop a train. Best on ground, and the medal went to, I believe it's Taylor Braithwaite. So well done to the Stars on going back to back. It doesn't matter what competition you play in, as soon as you win a premiership, you're the target of one. So to go back to back is a strong effort, and especially in a club that's fielding two sides. So.
Correct.
Had the Black Diamond plate, mate, and Terrigal Avoca made it a completely undefeated season. 6 goals, 9-45 to Newcastle City, 4 goals, 7-31. It was 5 goals to 1 at half time. And I hear Terrigal did the old park the bus. They sent an extra man back in the last quarter and no goals were kicked in the last quarter. Yeah. So, mate, the Panthers, they won something. Jason Roach, the best on ground, playing on the ball. So, well done there. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be in the main game for the Panthers. And Newcastle City, far too strong. The Premiership quarter, we talk about it all the time, JLo.
Do, mate.
6 goals to 0 in the Premiership quarter. Newcastle City, 9 goals, 11-65. Terrigal Avoca, 5-13-43. I don't know if anyone else took notice. Saturday, I thought the weather was all right on Saturday. It didn't seem too windy, so that's some pretty ordinary kicking. Cade Triffitt, 3 goals. He was the only multiple goal scorer in the match, I understand. And they were all in the third quarter, so he did really well there. And a youngster picked up the McBain medal, mate.
Yeah, I better not pronounce his name.
But yeah, have a crack at Reid Van Hulsteed. 17, I believe.
17, Newcastle City Junior, been there 6 years, mate.
When I was 17, I was barely leaving my room and going through a box of tissues a week. I wasn't winning medals on Grand Final Day, that's for sure. Based on what I see at your house when I go there, you already had 3 children at 17.
I certainly did. But no, they won their 8th premiership, mate, so well done to City, I suppose.
I believe Enright's been there for all of them.
Yeah, right.
So it's been a dominant era that they've gone through. So, yeah, I think I've won about 3 in a career spanning multiple sports and multiple decades, and he's got 8. But you know, and that's just in one sport in just over a decade. So, yeah, it really puts your life into perspective.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, boys. I'm out.
went to the right club, obviously.
Well, that's it. That's why we move into the media. But yeah, no, well done to Newcastle City. A fairly big upset.
Massive upset.
We talk about you have to beat the best teams to win the comp. They knocked over Cardiff. They knocked over the Panthers. So, well done to City, deserving winners, and you know a little bit biased from us as a Newcastle and Hunter Sports Pod, but nice to see the silverware stay in Newcastle.
Absolutely,
one of the older trophies around the country, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. The Newcastle Rugby League one was until Joel Rawlins snapped the football off it back in about, I'm going to say 2007. There was a football on top of it. He snapped it off and was using it as a gridiron. Allegedly. I don't want to have anyone defamed or sent a bill for a trophy. So, They've got a lovely new one though, you know, and it doesn't look like a toilet seat, so that's positive. So that's the Black Diamond AFL, all done and dusted for the year. Congratulations to Newcastle City on winning two trophies, Terrigal Evoca, the plate, and the social comp that we touched on last week. So looking forward to hopefully someone breaking up the two-team dominance. It'd be nice to see someone outside of the top three, you know, maybe the late Macquarie Dockers, you know, going to run, you know, maybe sign 12 ex-AFL players. I don't know if you can do that. Have they got a point system
maybe
too?
Maybe Valentine will leave the soccer and jump across at AFL.
Why not?
Exactly, why not?
Anything's possible these days.
One of the guys was a goalie and playing AFL, so it can happen.
Yeah, what Melbourne bloke playing for Wine or something?
No, I played for Terrigal in one of the games. Yeah, Drew Petrie played a game, so, you know.
Quality
player. Why not? Yeah, get amongst it and hopefully we can see it. You know, there's a few sides this year that, you know, like we talked about in our NPL, which we'll get to later, that certainly got a pass mark. You know, it was very much a teething year, as we've talked about a lot. They brought two grades into one, basically. Yep. So, yeah, looking forward to hopefully, you know, seeing the likes of Lake Macquarie and Maitland a bit more competitive next year. Singleton were really good this year, but I really think they need to look at the final structure. When you've got seven teams in an 11-team comp making a final, what do we get? Wyong won three of their first four and then their last three, and they made the finals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not bad when you win 6 out of 20.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a team.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I don't know where we're going to play at all.
Late call ourselves
the Thornton, the Thornton Terrace.
I think Warners Bay will be looking to go one step a bit higher next year, mate.
Yeah, well, the first thing they need to do is key signing, and that is release Murray Younger.
Yeah, send him back to fourth grade, mate.
Oh, mate, he signed on. He's looking at the off-season fitness, mate. You signed off the Grasshoppers, a big coup for the Grasshoppers.
Big news during the week. Yeah.
Was, mate. Mate, you might not know Grasshoppers. The Grasshoppers is our legendary touch team that plays in guitar at comp and played in about, I think we won, what did we win, E grade last year or D grade? Z grade?
We won E grade last year and D grade the year before, so work it out.
Yeah.
You're right.
they tried to put us in B or C. They tried to put us in B or C grade at the start of the year, and we're getting pumped by, you know, first grade league and union players, and then all of a sudden we went back to E grade, so.
Beautiful.
Then there was blow-ups, but anyway, that's a whole story for another time. We move right along to the National Rugby League and the end of the Newcastle Knights season. St George 24, Newcastle 14. The great man, Ken Seo, a double.
And the leading try scorer for the year, I believe.
Yeah, he snaked that from the NIB kid, Lockie Fitzgibbon. And the Roxor Diamonds man himself, SKD, with a try, meaning one from three conversions. It was a pretty uninspiring game, but it was a bit better than some of the other ones I've been to where they've been pumped, so... Yeah, not much of a great season for the Knights. 9 wins, 15 losses. I think if you had told them that at the start of the season, I don't know if they would have taken it. The worst for and against in the league, the worst defence in the league, and the second worst attack. So maybe that position belies a little bit of what they did. A lot of close wins and some pretty ordinary losses. They were 6 wins away from making the top 8, but only 3 losses clear of the wooden spoon. So... Would you call it a pass this season, or I mean, injuries taken into account?
It's an improvement of what they've done, but I still don't reckon they would have been happy with the players they brought in the off season.
Yeah, mate, a lot of injuries and a lot of disappointments there. I think we missed Ponga and Pierce for a big part of the year, so hopefully we can keep them fit next year and see what's to come, and hopefully some signings. But this weekend, and we'll get some tips, mate. I'm looking forward to your insight here, Josh.
League.
Friday night, 7:40, we're second playing third. Melbourne Storm hosting the South Sydney Rabbitohs down in Melbourne. You can go straight off the bat, mate. Who do you like and by how much?
Mate, easy, mate. Storm. And I reckon they'll get up by about 12. Been a Storm supporter since I was young. Oh,
that's right. You did spend some time down in Melbourne too. Mate. So did you get to get many games when you're down there?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I went to a few down there.
It's good ground to watch. Yeah, I like it. I've been to a couple. I actually went and watched Melbourne play South. Last one I was down there.
There you go.
I think Melbourne by 10. I'm surrounded by Melbourne supporters. I'm not feeling real comfortable here, but, mate, fire away, J-Lo.
Melbourne by 14.
We're all talking double figures, so Melbourne, South are a shoo-in. Panthers and Warriors, Saturday 5:30 at ANZ Stadium. Bit disappointing that they've had to move this one to ANZ. It'll be interesting to see whether they actually get more people there than the capacity of...
They've moved it. Oh, because of the bigger ground.
Yeah, mate. Well, they didn't move it. That's where it was always put, so...
Yeah. Doubleheader, is that right?
That's the Allianz. Yeah, there's a doubleheader with the Swans game, basically. Right. So, yeah, there was talk that they might have a doubleheader, but once the team settled where they did, that wasn't the case. So this one's elimination, obviously. It came down to the wire last week. There was, you know, everyone was hanging on the result of that Broncos game. Where would they finish? If they won by enough, they could have finished fifth. If they lost, they could have finished eighth. It was, I mean, 2 points separated first and last. So anyone's game, these ones, mate. The Panthers haven't been in the best form. Who do you like, Jello?
I'm going to go Penrith, mate. I think they would have gained a lot from their tough win over Melbourne last week, and I think they'll sneak home by about seven.
Over the East Tigers out of the Queensland Cup, you mean?
Was it?
Well, they pretty much did. You rested all your players. Yeah. So.
Still played in purple jersey, but, mate.
Mate, there's a bunch of people that march in purple in the Mardi Gras. It doesn't mean they're at Melbourne Storm. I mean, they could be. I wouldn't be surprised, but... Yeah, I like the Warriors here. I think they offer plenty. Blake Green back fit and healthy will be a big addition for them. And yeah, the Warriors by four.
Yeah, right. Not a fan of Penrith at all. Not just because they beat us the other week. Just in general, not a big fan. So I'm going to go the Warriors by about 10.
Warriors by 10, I like it. Next up, I think this one's probably the match of the round for mine. The Roosters... They clutched the minor premiership by absolutely obliterating the Eels. I don't know what was going on at the Eels. Most of them didn't look like they wanted to be there, and a couple of them took 10-minute breaks, a couple of them at the same time. There was one point they couldn't defend with 13, and all of a sudden they had 11 on the field for 90 seconds. It's like watching men against boys. But the Sharks, mate, they're probably one of the form sides of the competition at the moment. So, look, I like the Sharks here. I think they're offering some value too if you're in for a punt. I'm going to go the Sharks to win this one by... One.
Right.
Who'd like to follow that?
Well, I'm going to go Sharks by two.
Follow the sequence, if you will.
Far out. They got the Roosters. Oh man. I think the Roosters are going to. I think they're going to win, man. I think Ireland by about. We'll go eight.
Roosters by eight. I like it. The final one, the Broncos against the Dragons. The Broncos ended up, I think they ended up with the same points difference, but because the Broncos had a slightly better defence, they managed to get the home ground advantage, which is quite interesting. I'm told if they end up with the same for and against any time, it does come down to a coin toss. It comes down to most tries scored, least tries conceded, and then a coin toss. So if they are literally exactly the same, it does come down to a coin toss, which I'd love to see one day.
That'd be fantastic.
Imagine that. I don't know if you're playing at Brisbane or Sydney. Oh, you're going all the way to Brisbane because you called heads and it was tails. Wow. That's almost as outrageous as the NHRU progressing team. Have you heard this? In the NHRU, Newcastle Hunter Rugby, if you have a draw in a semi-final, there's no extra time.
Okay.
It's just whoever finished higher on the ladder goes through.
Yeah, right.
Happened the other week. Your team got eliminated based on it. Wanderers.
Wow.
Yeah. Outrageous, isn't it?
That's pretty bad.
Change the bylaws, Andy. Jeez. Anyway, Broncos, Dragons, let's go, J-Lo. Who do you like? How much?
Broncos by 16.
Broncos by 16. I'm going to go Broncos by 20.
Literally what I was going to say. So
you
I'll
can say the same, mate.
I'll go 21.
Broncos by 21. Just, mate, potluck field goal from Josh McGuire or something. Mate, I can't wait to see what Josh McGuire has to say to Ben Hunt. He is going to feed him. Jeez. But that's the NRL action. We'll move right along. Oh, we can talk about Mad Monday if you want. Adam Elliott getting his dick out, you know, all that sort of good stuff. Just wholesome stuff, like, boys will be boys. But like, when will the clubs learn, though? Just lock them into the ground, give them some kegs and let them run amok. And if they want to hump each other or give each other sprinklers or whatever else they want to do. Like, I mean, local footy, you see three times as bad as that three times each for each code. Like, I actually saw a post on one of the teams involved in one of the oval ball codes, and they basically said... The Bulldogs have set the bar for Mad Monday, and about three people in 30 seconds responded, we can beat that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there if I get a sneak peek into that. Well, actually, I don't know if I want a sneak peek.
I was going to say
All right, moving right along. Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League, again, finals time. We've got the lower grade grand finals this week. The D grade Northern, Patterson 32, took on Stroud 20. Patterson River boys were way too strong, and they'll come up against Glenio Davis and the Gloucester Magpies this weekend. It's 1v2 and it promises to be a cracker, and we will run through the game times a little bit later on. In the D grade South, Cardiff continued their run from fourth, and poor old Katara, Carl Younger's boys, they went out the back door,
mate.
Minor premiers.
Still crying his porridge.
32-28, Cardiff, the two reserve grade sides running around there. So Cardiff will take on Abermain. So Abermain, you know, obviously been through quite a lot. Yeah, they're rallying. I see they're about halfway to their goal. Yep, I heard you bought 10 of them, and you're going to put them all together so that Big Al's got one.
Oh, 10, yeah, that's the...
This is for your kids.
Yeah, get all my kids sorted out.
Yeah.
Christmas present.
I don't know if you know, Jared's got 4 kids, mate, and like him and his missus, they've been together for 10, 11 years. They've only had sex 4 times. He's potent, so don't let him touch her. moving on to the C grade, Morris at 28 defeated Swansea 24. Another side, they've come from 5th, knocked off 3rd place after extra time. So great effort there. And mate, you laughed at me when I said I'm backing Windale to win the comp, but I back East Maitland to win.
Yeah,
Windale had a number of players out. I didn't actually know that. My man Matty Gerricks tipped me in and said, yeah, there's a couple of them out. And our Aberglass and Adonis Shane Tapper is still on the East Maitland bandwagon after their 44-12 win over Windale. But we'll see how they go after another week off.
Henny Penny.
Who's that, East Maitland? Yeah, well, yeah, mate, you'll see plenty if it's out at Henny Penny Stadium, King Edward Park there. There's not much protecting anyone from them there. Even if they do get locked in. So that'll see East Maitland to have the week off. Windale will play Morissette. So that's 2nd versus 5th. Morissette on a late season march. In the B grade, mate, and I've heard about this, as I'm sure you can imagine. He said that you're more than welcome to give me plenty. And I actually caught up with one of the Uni boys last night for an interview. Uni 28 defeated West Walls End 16. That makes it 8 on the trot for Uni. Meanwhile, Woodbury 22 defeated Walls End Maryland 18. So, a bit of a local derby there. The boys from Callaghan up against Walls End Maryland this weekend in the B grade.
Going from derby to derby, mate. They love it.
Yeah, mate, they do love it. Everyone's local to them. And finally, mate, the A grade. Now, you might have to just remind me on who tipped what here. But Shortland 29, Stockton 28. Who'd you tip there?
The team that comes second.
Yeah, good. And who do I tip?
Tip the team that come first.
Yeah, beautiful.
You've got your tips in this week.
And Dora Creek 33 defeated Belmont South 24. Your boys, the Bunnies. Yeah. It's all over.
Yeah, I don't care about the A grade anymore.
Yeah, I bet you don't. So that was extra time. It's 24 all, and I'm not sure what happened there. They scored 9 points in extra time. So, mate, I hear the big man Charlie Diamond up front really mixed it with the Snowden boys and a few of the other Belmont South big forwards. And I'm hearing he was the best on for the weekend. So we might see him featuring later in the show, I reckon.
They've had 3 cracker games this year, them two.
They have. A penalty goal on full time the first round.
The second time?
No, so that was to draw it. The second time round, 1 point in an absolute bloodbath, I'm told, and then went to extra time. So not much separates them, but Dora Creek got away there, and that'll see Dora Creek take on Stockton this weekend, which will be an absolute cracker. And I'm actually heading out on the road tomorrow, mate, as I spoke to you earlier, getting a couple of interviews, the Windale boys and Dora Creek as well. So it'll be interesting to get some insight in the camps. But we might start off, mate. The other thing we do have this week, we haven't touched too much on it, but the Ladies League Tag B and A Grand Finals will be on this week at Raymond Terrace, as well as those North and South. I'll get your thoughts on them, and I know you have plenty of insight here, Josh. Ladies League Tag, you'd be all about that, wouldn't you?
Mate, I'd be all over that. Where's that on?
11 a.m. on a Saturday. It's a bit early to go to Raymond Terrace without a stab vest.
Oh, damn.
Swansea. the B grade Ladies League Tag. Swansea host Stroud. Nice, you know, they're nice and close to each other, those two. Mate, I'm just going to go, an old Lakes boy, so I'm going to go with Swansea to beat Stroud Raiders and get the win there. Who do you like, J-Lo?
Based on no form guide known, so
I'm mate, they're both Swansea. Going alright. They made the grand final. We'll give you that much.
Swansea.
So 2 for Swansea.
Country boy, go Stroud.
Stroud, the Stroud Raiders. I like it. Next up, the Aberglass and Ants take on the Raymond Terrace Ravens in a Ladies League Tag A Grade Grand Final. I will give you a bit of info here. I believe Aberglass have lost one game in the last 2 years, and that was the Raymond Terrace.
I'm going to go Aberglass.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to go to the Ants too, mate. Your family connection and our mate Tapper. Well, he'll be loitering around the Ladies League Tag.
He'll be
the old man, yeah. He might have to tape up something. He might do a tuck job so he can get a run. He still gets smashed.
Yeah, right. Aberglassen.
Aberglassen all round. All right. Now we'll move on to the other grand finals, the South Pool and North Pool grand finals. So they'll follow those games on field, one at Lakeside over there at Raymond Terrace on Saturday. And we've got our expert tipsters still back on board. They're still on board, yeah. Messrs. Longworth and Carl Younger. I do have to give a shout out before we get too far into this. Good luck to Carl and the boys from my old club up in Darwin this week, Nightcliff Dragons. The ladies, the B grade and the A grade, all in the grand finals. They knocked out the minor premiers last week in A grade. So, yeah, love to see him get all three grades. He's told me that they're going to beat Litchfield by 16 in the first grade. So Litchfield came through. They finished second and progressed through with the week off. So
Litchfield by four.
Nightcliff by 10. So, mate, go to Dragons. Hey, do you know what Litchfield's... Do you know Litchfield actually supplied a guy? I think it was the 2005 World Cup for Tonga. There you go. There's a bit of trivia for you. Went straight from the Northern Territory Rugby League to playing for Tonga in the World Cup. Yeah, even the people at Litchfield didn't know that until I told them. Like, imagine what you can find on Wikipedia. moving right along, Abmain Hawks, mate, Abmain Western Hawks, sorry, take on the Cardiff Cobra Reserves in the South Pool Grand Final. Our illustrious whistleblower, Crystal Longworth, has got the Abmain Hawks by 14. Carl's gone Abmain by 8. I've gone Abmain by 20.
All the stuff that's going on, mate, I'm going to stick with Abermain, and I think they'll get it done by 6.
Abermain by 6.
Cardiff by 10.
Cardiff by 10. I like it. He's gone contrarian. Beautiful. Next up, Gloucester Magpies versus Paterson River. Carl, Gloucester Magpies by 10. Longy, Gloucester Magpies by 7. I'm going to go Gloucester Magpies by 16. Glenn O'Davis, man of the match, and a double for the big unit.
Paterson River by 1.
Oh, I like it. Bit of a derby this one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm Paterson by 5, I reckon.
By 5? That's an unusual result. I like it. Now, the action over on Field 2, which will be the preliminary finals, starts off at 12 o'clock with our boys Windale. They take on Morissette. Mate, so...
stacked their team this week.
Well, I'm hearing they've got a few ins, Windale, and I think there's a big gap in form. Morissette, like, they snuck into the finals. They've been riding a bit of a wave. Knocked off Aberglass and knocked off Swansea, but there's a big step to Windale and East Maitland. So I've gone Windale by 20, Carl Windale by 16, and Longy Windale by 8. What do you reckon, Josh? So this is second versus fifth. Windale finished second on the ladder. Morris at fifth, snuck into the finals and been on a bit of a winning run since.
Look, you know, let's back Windale. I reckon Windale by about 10.
Windale by 10?
Windale by 12.
Windale by 12. So we're all going comfortable wins for the Eagles. Next up, Wallsend Maryland versus University. Now, I did say to the boys from University, I probably should tip Wallsend Maryland because it seems when I tip against them, they win. I'm going to go Uni by 14. I think they're going to get this one done comfortably. Last time they did come up against Wallsend Maryland, they had a pretty solid win from memory. So, yeah, they're looking pretty good. I think it was 28-16 last week for them in the minor semi-final against West Wallsend as well. So they're in good form, 8 on the trot. The other boys have gone Wallsend Maryland by 10 and 12, Longy and Carl respectively. J-Lo, you'd be on Uni, mate. You love the boys. You love the students.
Yeah, Uni by 8.
Uni by 8?
Uni by 20.
Uni by 20, I like it. He's all about seals, mate. You'll be a favourite son of theirs, mate. They give me feedback every week about the show, so
they'll
be calling for more of Josh. If they want to hear more of Josh, just get on to Crossbar Capers. He'll even give you a shout out if you get on the YouTube comments.
Give me
I'm sure.
A shirt, I'll come for a run.
Oh, you'll come for a run. Yeah, you look good in the front row there, mate.
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. And then the A grade, the minor premiers, Stockton Sharks. They take on Dora Creek in the A grade final. I'll let you start this one off, J-Lo. Who do you like and by how much?
I think the bounce back factor is on, mate. Stockton by 14.
I thought you were going to say 40 then. I was like, geez. Stockton by 14. What do you reckon, Josh? Stockton with the minor premiers.
Dora Creek playing on the best ground in Australia. Mate,
God's country out there, mate.
God's country.
Neville Thompson Oval. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is nice. Yeah,
mate, a big shout out to Rod Gibson. He's actually the one that's teed up the interviews for me tomorrow night. So thanks, Rod. And I think they'd be about $1.40 favourites for ground of the year, wouldn't they? Mate,
not much to go off. I'll go.
We've had a bit of rain. Mate, university's training got washed out yesterday. It's outrageous. I had to go to the pub instead. Must be tough second division.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Stockton to a
Stockton by 10.
Stockton by 10. Longy's gone Stockton by 12. Carl Stockton by 16. I went Dora Creek by 2.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Mate, my boys, Dora Creek, get amongst it. I'll be torn if Dora Creek plays Shortland in the grand final.
It's a draw.
Well, yeah, mate. Based on NHR, they would have joint premiers too.
Juniors and rugby have joint premiers. There was two of them last weekend.
All hold hands and sing kumbaya. I think that's what Adam Elliott and his mate were trying to do the other day, wasn't it? Trying to hold hands and they just missed, and he got him on the pecker, and they were probably singing kumbaya. No, I think they're singing Sweet Caroline.
Oh,
That's a good song to get new to in a pub.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll celebrate and finish.
You've had a few Mad Mondays.
Real awkward that your song just comes on in the background now, wouldn't it? Be like, oh, hang on. Moving right along, the real NRL action brought to us by our boys at the Rugby League Academy. Unfortunately, Matty Lantry and his side are no longer there. They didn't make the finals this year.
Still cheering us on, but...
Mate, he loves it, mate. He's a great friend of the show, to use your quote. Big results on the weekend. Saturday, Curry 39, Maitland 12. Mate, that was a bit of a surprise and sees the end of the career of two Hunter Valley stalwarts in Dane Tilse and Luke Dawn.
Yeah, very, I suppose, disappointing for the locals that turned up.
Mate, very disappointing for the venue that we're in right now, home of the Pickers, Maitland Leagues Club.
Yeah, but now the Curry have come to play, mate, and the Freak is showing everyone how it's done at the moment.
Yeah, they're down one man. Cade Hardy, obviously injured. I saw some footage of all the boys getting around his place. He looks like he's got a cast on the leg, so it looks like he's busted his leg up, and he's gone for the year, which will be a big loss. But Jerome Haynes and Barry McGrady getting a couple of doubles, the Freak kicking a field goal, you know. He's still got it, the old stager.
Yeah, he's going around next year too.
Yeah, he'd hate me calling him the old stager too. You know, he's a spring chicken at 35. Mate, you got a side in the local league? You get behind anyone?
Local rugby. I'm on the Rosellas.
The Rosellas, you're a maggot. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, first time they missed the finals in 39 years. Great to see. No, not really.
No.
Matty's a good friend of the show, but no love lost between Lakes and West. Former club. So, speaking of one of my former clubs, Central 12, South 46, absolute drubbing. The man of the moment, Lachlan Walmsley, he got a hat trick, Tommy Cronin a double. Your man, Jason Keeler, 9 from 9 goals, 7 from 7 conversions.
I did see that, mate.
Flying.
Walmsley is killing it too, mate. He scored in 9 or 10 consecutive games.
Mate, I hear he's playing that well that Valentine are chasing him for the NPL next year.
For the AFL, the
BD AFL. Yeah, well, for the BD AFL, they could do
worse than that. Why not?
Yeah. You get a few likes to have a crack. That's what you need
at
the moment.
Scored 3 tries.
Poor old Valentine, geez, we're just laying the boot in.
Scored 3 tries off kicks from Glanville. So
obviously not Mark Glanville.
He could play AFL, mate.
Yeah, he knows how to reel him in.
They bounced back from their shock loss the week before to Lakes, and
that wasn't a shock. I tipped it.
A shock. They're probably the form team in the comp up until that point.
They finished third, mate.
Everyone's a form team, But, they did well. And Central, Rob Barney, back to the drawing board, and he's coming up to Curry.
As long as he doesn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's one of his favourite sayings when he used to work for Barney. So, mate, they will now take on a Curry side in red-hot form, although...
At the graveyard.
Although, according to the Newcastle Rugby League website, Central's actually the home team, so... It's quite interesting in that regard. So Central do play Curry at Curry Sports Ground Saturday, 3 o'clock. I'm going to go... Jeez,
I'm torn,
just like Natalie Imbruglia. I'll give you a karaoke version if you like. I'm going to go Curry by 1. The Freak to win with a field goal after 2 Brad Murray missed field goals.
The crossbar.
Settle down. Let's not get carried away.
Where you going, Josh?
I'm going to go Central by 10.
Central by 10, up at the graveyard.
Curry by 8.
Yeah, nice. I like it. And next up, my old boys, Lakes. They take on Benny Cross's Souths at Carl Oval on Sunday. Winner goes through to McDonald Jones Stadium in a fortnight's time. Lakes, big news during the week. Chad Randall, their star hooker, has been ruled ineligible. Because he basically put his hand up to help out the Knights, New South Wales Cup team that were struggling for numbers, and played too many games there, so he doesn't qualify. Matt Harris has come out and said, look, you know, it's not the intention of the rule, but it is the rule. I'm like, well, surely just give him a dispensation. But, as we know, logic and sports administration don't always go hand in hand. I'm going to go Lakes are mates, Lakes by 8.
I'm
going to
go Lakes by 16.
Wow!
16, shit. That's, right, okay.
Yeah, that's thrown you, hasn't it?
That's really thrown me, I reckon my grandfather reminds me every day that he used to play for Lakes, so I'll go on by about 10.
Lakes by 10. All right, Souths are a shoe-in then. We've all tipped Lakes.
Absolutely.
Souths by 40.
Yeah, exactly. Normally at this time of the show, we jump into the soccer, which we will do, but we've released it as a video show this week. We'll clip the audio in. Alright, the Sports Castle and Crossbar Capers Northern New South Wales NPL Grand Final Show. Something a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Joined by Josh from Crossbar Capers. How are you, mate?
How are you, guys?
Nice to have you to join us here in the lovely surrounds of the empty Maitland Leagues Club, but we do appreciate they've cleared the place out for us to give the recording studio feel.
Might come in more often.
And my usual stooge, Jared. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so mate, the business end of the soccer season, boys. Had the new FM finals last week, and
yep,
three different winners across the three different grades. We might have a run through. We'll start with the 19s, and West Wall's End came from third to knock over the minor premiers Cohyber. So the Bluebells, they might not be celebrating the big one, but there'll be a few of the young boys celebrating.
Yeah, no, you know, for a club, obviously from where it was, and obviously to where it's on, where it's, I believe it's going. Yeah, absolutely, they. They've done well, and obviously, I'm sure they would have liked all three grades. But yeah, no, we've got to start somewhere. So yeah, from third, brilliant.
Two sides in the grand final from lower down the ladder, so they've done well when it's got to the business end. Mate, your boys, mate, Cooks Hill, they took out the 23s. They got up over New Lambton, so good to see a couple other clubs getting in amongst the mix. Kazuki Tachibana scoring the winner, 1-0.
Yeah, nice. I suppose
they'd know Kazuki well, wouldn't you? Being a Cooks Hill tragic,
family friend. Yeah, very nice bloke. But no, I suppose they were very disappointed with what happened the week before in the senior grade. So I suppose at least they got something to for their club. You know, so a lot of teams, even in like different sports, they focus solely on the top. But it's good to see. You know, at least they got blokes coming through as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Is it true that you're holding Nick Russell solely responsible for the week before?
Yeah, I've heard it on good authority. He didn't play strong enough, mate.
We've put a lot of expectation on him. He's been, you know, one of the sports car. Like
he's probably the second or third.
If they'd have made the grand final, they, you know, would have thought he might have been in for the, you know, sports castle winter sports personality, mate. Like,
yeah, would have been praying for some media passes too, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate. It's all about who you know, not what you know, as these shirts tell us. Rocking some club colours, thanks to Reece Cooper from Hamilton and Sam Walker from Lake Macquarie. Great to... have the boys sort of loan us some shirts so we look the part.
Look the part, mate.
Just make sure you take them back to them, guys, yeah?
Some of these clubs are running on shoestring budgets, mate. Well, hang on, I'll just lower this because I did get told I had to sort of show off the sponsors a little bit. So there you go, Sammy. And obviously the main one, Bell Swans and Westie came from third and fourth respectively. Knocked out the very strongly favoured Cooks Hill and Thornton. Mate, your local boys.
Yeah, mate, I thought Thornton were going to get up there and do it. But Bell Swans obviously... Look, to be fair, they were a good side all season. They, you know, obviously they were touch and go obviously from the start of the season. No one really knew what they were going to do, but they produced the goods obviously in the latter end of the season.
And unlike the junior grades, there was goals aplenty, 4-2.
Goals aplenty, mate. Yeah,
a double for Westie for Joe Holt, an early one and a late one, the 8th and the 83rd, and Bell Swans Clayton Poole with a hat trick. Yeah, we were talking about off air just before. He's only had one goal before that for the season, so he obviously peaked his run pretty well.
Very handy player. I know a lot of he used to play NPL a few years ago. He's quite handy, and he's quite a handy cricketer as well.
There you go.
So
another double threat.
Redhead boy, mate.
Oh, here he is trying to claim it. And Corey Wilson in the 22nd. So Bell Swans, I think that's their first title they'll have in something like 32 years.
Long time.
Long time. Before most of us were born. So
absolutely.
But yeah, great to see, and it's good to see, you know, it's not always the same team, so it's nice to see something there. As you said, great to see West Wall's End.
Yep.
You know, they once were a powerhouse in the NPL, as it's now called, as it went by different names obviously back then, but you know, then they were on the brink of not having a club almost, which would be a disaster out in the area. They are, it's a very strong soccer nursery.
They are, yeah. I've played out there many times, and obviously the bowl was, it was a scary place to go.
It's not a fun place to go on a cold day in the middle of winter, is it?
Freezing cold.
I've been over there to the rugby league field, which is obviously just over the other side, not far, and yeah, it's mate, West Wall's End's not the best place to go in winter, that's for sure. It's cold as hell. It's like it's just down at the bottom of everything. So
yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully the Bluebells can go one better for their sake next year. But congratulations to the boys out at Bell Swans. I'd say they're still partying.
They've been known to party hard out there.
Blacksmith's Oval would be going off still, I reckon, tonight on a Wednesday night. So
absolutely.
Obviously, yeah, so that's a new FM wrap. A pretty good season all in all. It's nice to see some new teams, as we said, getting amongst the mix, and
absolutely, mate. Yeah, good to see obviously someone knocking off Cooks Hill. I didn't think they were going to be stopped again this year, and
finally someone knocked him off.
It looked unstoppable, mate. And you're making the call for Bell Swans, mate. Promotion? Bring promotion back? A direct swap for the base. And that, it wouldn't even be much of a geographical change, the way the ladder's finished.
Yeah, look, yeah, I don't like to say clubs deserve to go up or deserve to go down at this point, but obviously Valentine, they're in big trouble with the NPL. So,
do you think it'd be a big step, though, from UFM to NPL? The other thing, obviously, that's a bit of a bugbear from speaking to some of the players in the new FM is you then have to readjust your age groups too, because obviously the NPL's 20s and 18s versus 23s and 19s.
Correct, yeah. Look, you know, as you said before, it's who you know, what you know these days. And by all means, obviously, I'm sure a lot of these guys at Cooks Hill or Bell Swans and that can, you know a few people. And if they do go up, they might be able to snag a few good players.
Well, that's it. And I mean, the other option is that you see a few of them that want to test themselves end up just going to those NPL clubs anyway. So you see a turnover of talent. So it doesn't really matter which way it is. If guys want to have a crack at NPL, they're going to have a crack at NPL. But you know, there's an opportunity if we put promotion and relegation for clubs to be rewarded for developing their talent and keeping them through, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
But I guess, you know, watch this space. We'll see if Northern New South Wales football and those that run the NPLs, I think it's an end goal for everyone. I think at the end of the day, they'd love to have promotion and relegation all the way through to the A-League.
The realism of it is,
you know, until we have probably a B-League and maybe even a C-League above the NPLs, it's probably not going to happen. So
we'll just
wait and see. Watch this space, as I said, and might move on up to, speaking of the NPL, we might have a look at the results from the weekend. Edgeworth progressed 4-3 overall over the two legs. It was 1-1 after the first leg, and plenty of late goals. Just the own goal until we got to the 90th minute. Lampman sitting in the box seat, thanks to Don Bazzari, own goal.
Yep.
And then one of their marquee signings, the not-so-young Josh Rose from the Central Coast Mariners, scored an equaliser in the 90th. Just ended extra time, so there would have been plenty of people on the edge of their seat out there.
Yeah, mate, I think I seen the other, or yesterday, I think it was on Twitter or whatever it was, that he was saying it's probably going to be one of the biggest grand finals he's been involved in. So, I don't think he's been in too many, to be fair, so.
Fair enough, no. Well, Central Coast haven't been in too many lately, but, and none that really count, so.
Yeah,
you know,
probably come through halfway through the season, I think.
Yeah, exactly right. And speaking of coming back late in the season, I do see that Edgeworth for the grand final will welcome back, after that win, they will welcome back the great man, Daniel McBroom.
Yeah, mate, yeah, absolutely.
People that can score clutch winners.
That's right, mate.
Yeah, look, you know, personally, I think he deserves to be there. Like, you know, they started off well, and they started off well because of him. And I think it's only fair, obviously, that he does come back. I said Lampton's not in it, who I was hoping were going to get there, so they're not there anymore. So,
I thought you were hoping South Cardiff, mate, based on the shirt.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
They've had a bit of a fall from grace, your boys, the Gunners, but I'm hearing that they're aiming a bit higher next year, and they didn't miss the final ball too much. So,
they had a pretty good season.
I don't think you'll see a side like that too far out of the finals for too long.
Yeah, look, they played all right. They had a good season. They've, as you said, they like to say they're rebuilding.
Everyone says, mate.
I think it's what everyone says. Look, you know,
I think the Mariners and the Phoenix have been doing it for a few years, haven't they?
They can keep on going, mate. Yeah. They can keep on rebuilding as much as they like. But yeah, look, you know, Seattle will get back there. You know, it wasn't too long ago they were obviously playing decent football, and you know, I'm sure they'll get back to where they were.
Yeah, lovely. And obviously, as we said, they went the extra time. Joe Wheelhouse scored, opened it up, then Bazzari levelled it up, and in stoppage time in the second half again, Edgeworth did what they do and got the great escape.
Absolutely.
Atayde getting the goal from bit of a scramble, and Edgeworth walk into the grand final. I mean, they're a clutch side.
He's a good player as well, obviously. So, yeah, look, you know, the better team won on the end of the day. They had the legs in the end, and, you know, I think Lampton personally done well to take it into that extra time.
Yeah, so probably not a huge surprise. Edgeworth, as much as they've got a couple of those, you know, names of, you know, that are a bit older in the rows and those sorts.
Yeah.
They're probably a little bit younger, so I probably had a bit more legs in them, you know.
Correct.
It's been no secret over the last couple of years that Lampton have built their core around some, you know, pretty well-known names, household names, you might say.
Great players.
great players, but, you know, as the years pass some of these guys by, the Wheelhouses and the Griffiths, you tend to battle a bit more for 120 minutes. I mean, Edgeworth, McBreen's a great example. He very rarely plays a full game for them.
Yeah.
They've used him in stints, and you know, these guys, 90 minutes is a big effort, so to try and wheel out 120 was going to be a big ask.
Yeah, I hear Lampton are blaming the Jets
for obviously not having Joel Griffiths there the whole time. So Lambton might think if he played the 22 games, it might have been a little bit different leading into the finals. So
I reckon poor old Joel might have done a hammy or a hamstring or something there, you know.
Mate, nah. It's all for the club, mate.
All for the club?
All for the Jets. He's, you know, he's all Jets, Lambton.
Well, at the end of the day, I reckon that one of them pays him probably a little bit more than the other one.
You'd hope so. I don't think he does shit for free.
I was going to say, as much as Joel Griffiths is, you know, a Newcastle icon after what he did with that, you know, leading us to a grand final and all that.
King of Newcastle here.
I don't think he loves Newcastle that much that he'd be doing it just for the love, that's for sure. No.
It's a shame.
No. I'm hearing whispers out of the Jets office that he's well compensated for what he does.
Yeah.
What's he going? Well, the King of Newcastle, that's
King of Newcastle, yeah, Laurie said the other week. So.
Yeah, lovely, mate. I like Laurie's sense of humour. He doesn't mind giving a bit of stick to the boys, which is great. Moving on to the other semi-final, mate. You tipped Maitland.
To win,
yeah, he did.
They did.
How'd that go for you? Well, they won the game.
They won the game
1-0, but when you're down 3-1, yeah, it was a little bit hard. Speaking of former Jets, Matty Thompson getting the goal. He gets a few for a bloke that's, you know, supposedly a defender. He wanders downfield. It must be a thing with Maitland, though, because later in that game, Alex Reid, who's obviously an out-and-out defender, was at the last line of defence, got through, and then John Griffiths, he probably figured he didn't have much other option, because if they get to, you know, a second goal, they level it up, and then it's all sorts of hassles if, you know, obviously another goal goes in. So, Red Carr, which is going to see him miss this grand final, a fairly experienced campaigner there too.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, Maitland, they done well, I think, in the second game. Obviously, the first game they struggled and they got punished for that. And the second game round, obviously, yeah, it's just a shame they couldn't put a few more in to obviously make it a little bit more interesting. But, yeah, magic. Absolutely.
The season campaigner with the clipboard knew what he was doing, mate. He had him fairly defensive oriented, especially once that first goal did go in the first half, and just went, they knew what they had to do. They knew they had to defend the game out. Even if they let in two goals, they knew that they, you know, still on the away goal rule. But as John Griffiths showed there, you know, he might be regretting it now, but at the time he knew what he had to do. And I mean, it wasn't an outrageous challenge, but it was a classic red card. There was no question, the referee, no qualms, it was bang gone. They then gritted through and got themselves this week at the big dance at McDonald Jones under the big turf.
That's it, under the big lights. So, yeah, no, as I said, I think they deserved it. And personally, yeah, Jewett probably did as well. It's probably the two best teams going through the final this year. So
they definitely have been. And we'll get to some tips in a second. We might start with the lower grades, if you will, the 18. So it's great to see three games, six different clubs involved.
Yeah, good.
Which is good. Love to see a mix. Obviously, the more clubs competing on grand final day as opposed to, you know, some of the other competitions where you just see the same two teams playing in all four grades and everyone else is on the sidelines enjoying Silly Sunday. Hopefully not like the Canterbury Bulldogs. Keep your clothes on. Don't touch each other inappropriately in public, boys. So the under-18 starts off with the Jets. Now, I understand the Jets team's a 16s team. They'll play against the Mighty Roosters, Lake Macquarie City.
Little boys.
Rocking the colours, yeah. So probably no questions as to who I'm tipping. The Jets minor premiers, Lake Macquarie, finished third on the ladder and progressed through after last week's win. So who do you like here?
Look, you know, as I said, it's a funny game, grand finals. I've been in a few myself and
Look at that subtle, just sneaky brag there. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, unfortunately, I've lost a lot more than I've won. So
join the club.
Yeah. So obviously, but I've been in grand finals where we've been premiers and obviously played teams that have finished fourth or so and they've got up and beat us. So look, as I said, it's a completely different game. So I'm still tipping the Jets though. I think I'll be too strong at the end of the day.
I think the skill of the Jets will be obviously a telling factor. I think they only dropped two games during the year.
Yep.
Lake Macquarie will have a little bit more size, probably being a couple of years older, and also the experience and wisdom of that. So it'll be interesting to see how those two styles clash. They played quite an interesting brand on the weekend from the highlights I saw and tried a few left field things, so be good to see a clash here. Jared, who are you going for, mate?
No, I'm going to stick with Lake Macquarie.
Oh, 2v1, I like it. This
the
is
older
good.
Heads, boys.
This is good. It's not just a split decision like it normally is on the show, so it's good having a third person on here.
It's a great final, mate.
Good for you too, mate, getting your face on camera. You look good next to me and Jared.
Thanks,
so.
Mate, yeah.
Move right along. The under-20s, it's the top two teams, same as the Premier League. We've got Maitland versus Hamilton, 3:30. Go to you first, mate. I'd be pretty surprised if you're going for Maitland.
Yeah, sticking with the boys, mate. Hamilton by a couple, I reckon.
Yeah, Nick Politis' boys, I like it, by a couple. Maitland, the minor premiers, again, only dropping two games. It hasn't been much separating these two teams. I'm going to go with the Magpies as they travel into town to get the job done. Probably 2-1, I reckon, Maitland.
I'm going to go Maitland, but I'm going to go winning on penalties.
Winning on penalties, that'd be great.
I think it's going to be a low game. I think they'll virtually...
Low scoring, right. I'm glad you clarified. It's going to be a low game.
It's going to be a low game. Match of the fittest, I think.
And the big one, 5 o'clock, Saturday night. Still at McDonald Jones Stadium. Starting to get dark under the lights.
Yeah, mate.
A bit of excitement. Hopefully they can get a big crowd in there. Probably bigger than what the Jets had in round one.
Yeah.
Won't be bigger than what the Jets had in the grand final night, though.
Well, yeah. I went last year, and they were good turnout. So.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. There were some good deals going around, like $100-odd, and I think you got a drink card with a dozen schooners and some food and a box. And
that'd be nice.
If I wasn't already committed, I would have been there with bells on. Not that it would have done me any good, seeing as I'm off the booze at the moment, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I did hear
that. So Edgeworth, the minor premiers, runaway minor premiers in the end. They play Broadmeadow. Before we get to the tips, a couple of little pointers. They've played twice this year. They played in round 14 and for a nil-all draw, they played in round 3 at Broadmeadow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stone's throw from where they'll play this weekend.
Yep.
3-2 win to Edgeworth.
Mm-hmm.
Edgeworth, outside of the FFA Cup, have not lost a match since the 13th of May. And they've only lost two matches plus one FFA Cup match all season. So you take that into account, I think we're looking at about, by my maths, about 26 games.
Yep.
And they've only dropped two of them.
Yeah, right. I think it's going to be three. I think they're going to drop three because I think Magic are going to do
it. Well, I think if Magic win it, Edgeworth are the masters of controlling the pace. I think Broadmeadow have to come out of the gates and use their attack. They've got some attacking flair. They've got James Vigili. They've got Carl Bradbury. They've got these guys up front that can score goals.
Yep.
They've got guys in the midfield that know how to play. If they get drawn into Edgeworth's game early on and, trying to, tic-tac around, they need to play direct and score, go hard at the goals early. If they get one or two in early, I think that might break Edgeworth. But if it gets the, 80th or 90th minute and they're only one up or they're level, mate, Josh Rose, Daniel McBreen, these sorts of guys, very dangerous. And Edgeworth have made a massive habit out of stealing a point or stealing 2 points late. So I think that Broadmeadow will lead 2-0 at half time. It'll be 2-2 at full time. And Edgeworth will score in extra time to win it 3-2.
Yeah, right.
Follow that, mate. Follow that.
I think Edgeworth will just win. 2-0, mate.
Edgeworth 2-0.
McBreen will score.
Yeah, I think he's coming off. Is he going to come off the bench, you think?
I would say he will.
Yeah, he's coming off the bench. So he said.
Come on in the 88th minute and just score one.
He'll score one.
Couple of minutes, that's all he needs.
A couple other talking points, obviously, from the season. A few player movements. We touched on Valentine there, their heart and soul. Pettit is going to join Hamilton.
Hey.
it's probably good for Hamilton, but Valentine really need to have a reason for players to go there, and he was probably one of the few reasons that young guys might go there to learn and play alongside someone who is, he's not all that old, but he's an experienced campaigner and knows what he's doing.
Yeah, look, obviously the season Valentine have had is going to make any decent player second guess another season there, so, and obviously he's decided up and leave, and obviously could try his luck. Obviously, to, I would say, a more experienced side, and obviously a side with obviously very good coaching staff. And
he's reuniting with one of his former coaches from the junior Jets those sorts of things, and he's got quite a few connections to the club, as you'd be aware.
Yep.
And the other big talking point at the moment is obviously the seasoned stable of Lambton Stars, and whether they continue on. Griffiths, wheelhouse, Swancott. There's a few National League games in that crew.
Yeah, mate. A few older heads as well. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see who goes around again and who doesn't. Wouldn't surprise me if Job hangs up the boots.
Wouldn't surprise me if Job or even Joel, mate, to be honest, with his focus on... I don't know that Joel will completely give it away, to be honest. I think he might take it a further step back than he has this year and just be available. And, mate, I don't care what NPL club you are, in the Northern New South Wales NPL, you still take that. I mean, if you're in some of the stronger NPLs, you might not.
Yep.
But at the moment, as Charlestown showed this year with the fact that they were prepared to fork out some big cash to sign a bloke, probably, a little bit more mobile than Joel in terms of what he was getting, the way he was getting around the park, but massive risk in terms of, you know, I mean, it went down without a hitch. He did get injured, he did retire, but, you know, he wasn't training, he was coming up for the games, all these sorts of things. So it's a massive risk, and obviously everyone knows, you know, no doubting Lubo's a massive, or was a massively talented footballer, but there was a big risk because we know about some of the other things that have gone on off the pitch, and, you know, he doesn't mind just coming out and saying what he thinks, which, you know, as punters and fans, we love. But, you know, sponsors and some of those other things don't necessarily love even at the NPL level. So, yeah, I think Joel's still a pretty attractive prospect in that point of view. And, yeah, so it'll obviously be interesting to see whether, if Job goes, whether Abe goes on for a couple more years, Ryan and Joel. And, mate, Swanee still looks like a spring chicken between those sticks, mate.
Yeah, mate, still looking good. Still looking very good. So, yeah, no, I've got no doubt he'll go around again. So.
I hear you're the president of the Brad Swan Cup fan club anyway, mate. Is that right?
No, mate, no. He's a very talented man. Very, very, very easy going, Blake. But, yeah, no, as I said, I used to play for Adamstown. And obviously, he was there at the time when I was there, when I was only, like, 17.
So you learned some things from him, did you?
Yeah, mate, yeah, not to go in goals because he's got that shit covered.
You wouldn't want to try and take his job. You'd have to be pretty handy.
No way.
Speaking of handy goalkeepers, mate, we might kick off.
Mate.
I've asked for your genius inputs and soccer experience to give us a bit of an NPL team of the year, and then I've gone and butchered it by creating a bench to sort of honour some of the boys that have played at some of probably the lower clubs that might not have got a mention, and, you know, de facto almost player of the year for those clubs from our point of view, but shuffling them around so we had a bit of a balance on the bench as well and everyone was represented. So I'll let you go through your teammates and a couple of thoughts on any of them. And
Well, obviously we'll start off with the goalkeeper. I didn't go swinging. I was close.
Yeah, mate, you better watch yourself if you're floating around at the footy on the weekend.
Yeah, mate, no, changed me tip to Magic. So I've gone Paul Bitts. Obviously, you know, no question he's a talented keeper, and obviously he showed that again this season. Behind the sticks.
There's a fair few this year that played really well. I mean, two of them at Charlestown that had some really good games between them. One of whom was also moonlighting as an AFL player. Well, you're the one that filled me in on that. Yeah. So, they're playing Black Diamond AFL and NPL, so that's impressive.
Right.
Yeah, a couple of guys at the lower clubs too, and we'll get to one of them in a little bit. But, yeah, there's some guys that I think at different times really kept their lower tier clubs in the fight in a few of those lower scoring games against higher sides. So.
Yeah. Look, as I said, it's one of these things with the Northern NPL, I think it's just... It's not like your Victorian NPL and obviously like your Sydney. Everyone's in that sort of at the same level, so to speak. So it's pick a team.
So basically, what we're saying is, don't send hate mail to you about this team.
As I said, this is strictly my opinion. So
that's all right, mate. We love opinions. That's what we're here for, mate. Yeah, everyone, opinions are great. They're like everyone, like arseholes. Everyone's got one, and most of them are full of shit. Anyway, we'll go through into the back line, mate.
Yeah, we'll go in. Obviously, left back, I've got Tom Davis from Olympic. Outstanding quality all season. And, just an all-round good player, personally. Centre back, obviously, Pat Wheeler from Edgy. Look, you know, if he gives, obviously, what he's given all season, you know, they'll be hard to stop, obviously, there in the back line.
He's been really strong all year. All the highlights you see some of the... some of the last line of defence saves and things that himself and the next bloke have been involved in for their respective teams are the reasons they went so deep.
Yeah, 100% committed in the back line there. I've got Marcus Duncan as well from the Jaffers. Another good season, obviously. And right back, I've got Alex Reid from Maitland, who, look, you know, he's a talented player.
I enjoy watching him play because, you know, as someone who's not grown up on soccer or football, he brings some attack from defence, and like he doesn't mind having a crack, as we saw on the weekend.
Absolutely.
He was brought down
at
the last line. I like that Maitland play that way. Obviously, you know, most of their guys are quite comfortable going forward, and I've been really impressed with what I've seen from him this year.
He's a quality player, and obviously deserves to be there. Right mid, obviously, Reece Cooper from Olympic.
Hey.
Obviously, good.
Your mate. Yeah.
Your mate. I believe you got his shirt on tonight there. Maybe he washed it.
Reece needs to get to the gym, mate, if you're filling out his shirt.
That's right.
That dad bod.
Plenty of off-season, mate. I'm sure he'll hit there for you. Obviously, in the centre there, I've got Don Bazzari, obviously, for Edgy.
It was a toss-up after his own goal, I hear. He's potent, but he also he transitions really well as well. So
he does, yeah. Yeah, obviously, very good player in the middle. And obviously... covers the defence when he needs to, and obviously goes forward with the boys very well, and obviously, you know, proved that throughout the season. Obviously, it's probably one of the good reasons why they're where they are.
Yep.
Obviously, left mid, I've put in Matt Tull from Charlie. You know, look, he played well in the FFA Cup match, and he's played well.
He's been a strong player for a number of years, and you know, a bit of heart and soul there. So he's done a lot, even, you know, when they hit that slump. I mean, at the start of the year, he's strong. When there was a number of them being strong, then you watch the games where they started to drop away, and he was always still one of those campaigners. And there's, you know, a couple of others from time to time, but he's that consistent sort of guy too. I think that, you know, you don't often get a 10 out of 10 game from him, but you certainly don't get much less than maybe a 7 out of him any week. So he's just Mr. Reliable for them.
Yeah, I watched him at Adamstown halfway through the year, and he was amazing. Like, just his work rate, and as you said, you know, he may not do everything right, but he doesn't do much wrong at the same time. Like, you know, if he makes a mistake, he'll correct it. If it's, you know, he's just, he's just a good player.
He deserves to be there. He's not the sort of bloke that feels like the highlights reel like our front three will.
Correct.
But he's certainly, without him, Charlestown would find themselves both attacking and defensively in a whole different space a lot of the time.
Yeah, and obviously, again, we've obviously, the likes of the squad, I don't think they're going to change too much, obviously, except for Mr.
Good Vibes.
So, obviously, whoever's going to come in and fill that spot will obviously do very well, obviously, with a bloke like him, obviously, on the wing.
Yeah.
On the left. Obviously, as you said, the front three, you know, pretty much no question, no brainers. Carl Bradbury on the right, Sam Walker in the guts, and obviously James Virgili on the left.
Hey, that's a lot of, there's a lot of goals up front in this team, isn't there? Oh, hey.
Yes, three. But
all three of them also have the ability to play for another person, which is what I like. Kale and James have showed that this year, you know, in setting each other up and also setting up other players in that Magic team.
Yep.
Sam probably not to the same extent this year, just because Lake Macquarie outside of him haven't really had a lot of other out-and-out goal poachers.
Yep.
So he's really had to fill that role, but, mate, he's a good leader for that side. And a deserved winner of the Golden Boot this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't knock him. Obviously, Lake Macquarie didn't have the best year, but I think, obviously, they're on the right way. Obviously, if you talk about teams that obviously, you know, achieved and probably didn't achieve, I think they achieved not what they probably set out to achieve, but I think, in a way,
I think if you were grading, you'd probably give them a pass.
Oh, 100%. They
played quite well with what they had. They had some quite young guys. Obviously, had a couple of, you know, seasoned campaigners, especially Sam and Tom, you know, who both showed that through in the year. And one of the other boys who, based on, you know, the limited games that I got to this year, has managed to sneak onto the bench, which we'll get to in a second, has been a key part of that too. And his experience from having played for a number of years, I think, you know, from talking to you, he's played a lot at, you know, sort of, as an overage player in some of those, at Magic, over the years. And he's found a spot there where he can sort of control the midfield for them and done a really good job. But jump onto the bench, mate. As we said, we've talked goalkeepers before. This bloke, it was a different Rosebud side when they had Ben Kelly between the sticks. I'm quite surprised. I mean, I've known Ben for a long time, but I'm quite surprised that he's never quite made that jump to, you know, play at, you know, whether it's, you know, even NPL in Sydney or something like that. I know he had a couple of short trials at a couple of different A-League clubs and didn't quite make it for different reasons. A very talented goalkeeper. And, you know, as we know, goalkeepers, I mean, you know, the likes of Zelko Kalak and that are still running around down in Sydney. I mean, Swanee's not that young.
No.
And a few of the other boys, I think, I can't think of his name, but escapes me, mate. Valentine's goalkeeper wasn't exactly a spring chicken either.
Yep.
I think we can still see the best of Ben Kelly for another five or so years, and hopefully for Adamstown, he hangs around over there. He's been to a few clubs.
Yep.
And hopefully he's settled in there. You know, it looks like they're starting to build something. You know, they showed some real glimpses at the back end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next name on our list, Nathan Morris from Western, just a solid defender. You know what you get from Nathan Morris. Yep. He's been around for a long time. He's skipped the side for most of the year.
Yep.
And, you know, did a really good job. We did look to try and include someone from each of the sides. We said Jackson Burson's probably a little bit unlucky not to get in, but we try to get a balance of not just have, you know, five attackers or five defenders on the bench. So, next one, speaking defenders, we talked about him earlier. He's going to Hamilton next year. It's a big loss for Valentine, is Reece Pettit.
Yeah.
A very strong player. We did one of our shows earlier in the year as they took on Hamilton, he was the shining light by a country mile.
Yeah.
He looked like a man playing amongst boys. Yeah. And did a lot quite even against a strong Hamilton side and kept them in that game. I was Kai Tapaldo, very strong for the Jets this year, for their youth side, and I think in a couple of years' time he may be someone that hopefully the Jets can hang on to. If not, I certainly think he'll get his opportunity elsewhere in the A-League. A very talented player, and playing the mids or up front, and doesn't mind hitting the back of the net.
Yeah, look, as long as he's willing to stick it out. As I said, I've heard from obviously experience of players who have played in the Jets development squad. It's not easy. It's full on. It's, you know, there's no broad breaks or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's hard to crack into that side.
You're so. Basically, from what I'm hearing, almost a full-time footballer without the wage. So
correct.
You are doing what we're wondering about Joel before and doing it for the love of it. And
yeah.
You know, yeah, certainly there's an opportunity there if you're prepared to grind it out. But
yep.
You know, and the other thing, as we said, it may take a case of, you know, taking an opportunity elsewhere if there's a bit of a log jam, as it appears there might be at the Jets now, but yep. You never know. You've only got to look at, you know, Andrew Nabuu a couple of years ago.
Yep.
No one wanted to touch him, and all of a sudden, you know, we'll be at $500,000 for him. So
correct.
So congrats to all the people that made our team. Absolutely. Doesn't really mean much, but hopefully you enjoyed that. It's only our opinions. You've had a lot of input there, mate. You blew Reese's trumpet, and that's about it. So
yeah.
It's all your coaching when he's a junior.
Certainly was.
He watched you coach cricket and decided you wanted to be a soccer player. That's excellent. but thanks to you, mate. It's been good fun, and I think you're going to hang around we're going to do this in a bit of reverse order and do the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a good old crack. I don't really...
You can't do any worse than we do. We just make it up as we go along. Is that right, mate?
That's true, mate.
But hopefully everyone enjoyed the video content, something different. We will be doing some more shows in the next couple of weeks as the other competition grand finals come up.
Stripping off for the next one?
Well, mate, I reckon we own the joint here, so we probably can do pretty much whatever we want. but thanks again, and make sure to check out Josh's stuff, especially if you're a football fan.
Thank you, mate.
Crossbar Capers does a great show all about the Jets and the A-League and the EPL. He even lets some idiots that don't know anything about football tip on the EPL. I think I'm doing it right, though, actually.
Well, yeah, mate, obviously I'm about to record my episode, obviously, when I get home. But, yeah, I'll let you know now, mate. You're leading that one.
Jeez.
I'm leading that one by a few, mate. So I'm
sitting it's amazing
what tips in.
Yeah. Jared's so upset. He thinks he won something, but, you know, I'd stop putting my tips in. So
too well straight.
He makes it easy, mate. I don't have to go on a special app or anything. I just send him a message when I remember. So, all right, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure to check out Crossbar Capers on YouTube. Obviously, our social media channels. And, yeah. Plenty of feedback, and let us know what you thought. Let us know if we've absolutely missed someone that was a standout for your club. Yeah, happy to have feedback. We get plenty of.
Moving right along to the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, the wheelhouse of the number one referee in Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, the dealer of cheese, Jared Logan. Yes. Hey, do you want to give us a bit of a rundown on the early games on the week, or the early and the late, the Colts and the women's? I will just go straight off the bat, get into it early. Annika owes us tickets, I believe, because she didn't get one try, let alone two.
She did all the dirty work, I heard, but no tries. And her team were runaway winners, mate, 69 points to 5.
I did flick her a message, I think it was yesterday, and her response was basically, yeah, I'll get that sorted when I sober up. So I like to see it. The girls are going hard with their celebrations. Well-deserved. A season where they were an absolute dominant force their first year back in women's rugby. And as much as it's great to see Waratah dominating there, I really hope for the sake of the competition that it's not a symptom of what's to come and just one side. Like, I know it wasn't their intent to build a powerhouse side, they just got the girls together that they got together. But hopefully the talent distributes and evens out a little bit next year, and not just about players leaving Waratah, but hopefully the other sides become a bit more competitive.
Yeah, well, you know, young Maya Stewart scored 4 tries, but she travels down from Nelson Bay to play there. But
so she scored 4 times as many tries as the other team. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, but yeah, it was very... I left when it was 46-0, so, yeah, that was enough for me.
You weren't meant to tell Annika that. She was hoping that you stayed for the whole thing just to watch her. No wonder she didn't score.
Yeah, no, she didn't. But, yeah, there was a big cheer when Wanderers did manage to score, but...
I'm pretty confident that's the cheer that I heard when I was on Derby Street for dinner. Well, I heard it. We did talk about this, didn't I? I said I could hear the game.
I thought it might have been the cheer from your missus, because you actually take her out for dinner.
No, oh, mate, as opposed to the cheers from your missus when you leave the house?
Yeah, that's
yeah, exactly. Don't miss a beat here.
Day, mate, don't worry.
So, are we moving along to the Colts then? More insults?
underage children, far away.
Righto, the Colts the runaway, I believe they're undefeated, minor and major premiers, Hamilton, 33 points to 5.
Do they have any of Hamilton's Fijian juniors in that team?
No, they don't normally come across till their early 20s, mate.
Ah, right, they've got a long-term development pathway over there, I like that.
But, shout out to Kelly Byrne. He was the 2018 Jack Scott medalist for the best player
in the
competition. That's
the equivalent of the Anderson medal for the yep. Colts. Yeah, very well done.
And
good to see.
Patrick White was the player, or man of the match.
Do we know what position he plays, by any chance? No. somewhere between 1 and 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, good. Probably not 1, 2 or 3, and probably not the first 5. Yeah, no. Very, very rare they win. It's a rort. They're always the good sorts in the team too. Moving along, the divisional on the weekend, mate. Old Southern Lakes, Turton not playing at home. They've been eliminated. Yes. They finished second on the ladder and they've gone out in straight sets. They went down 24-7. The Mighty Muswellbrook Heelers, they're flying.
They've had two big wins.
Two big wins, yeah. Speaking of big wins, in the major, Waratah 27 defeated East 1-7. That's confusing. So we'll just call them East for the rest of the year. Which means a bit disappointed, mate. My mate, old Ryan Hurry, didn't even get a run. I don't know if he's injured or dead or just MIA.
He would have been there supporting him, mate.
Yeah, he would have been. Mate, he'd be a very, very vocal supporter with a couple of cans under his belt, even if they do. Well, the bar doesn't open that early, I don't think. So, mate. So we go into the preliminary finals this week, and just the four games, I understand. So a little bit later kickoff at 11 o'clock. Do you know who's got the whistle in each of these games? Give us a bit of insight. Obviously, the number one referee in Newcastle is the number one game. Yourself, well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Obviously, still a week to go. Who's got the divisional? Do we know?
I believe Xavier is.
Xavier Edwards.
Yeah, Grinder.
Yeah, Grinder.com, mate. The number one member. He loves a bit of Grinder, Xavier Edwards. Poor Josh, this is not what goes on your podcast, is it?
It's fantastic.
You talk actual sport. And who's got the P3s, mate?
Mr. Seagull, Nick.
Ah. Nicholas Gull. He's recovered from his previous grand final experiences.
Yeah, his Colts concussion.
Poor young fellow got punched in the Colts grand final refereeing before, a couple of years back.
Oh, yeah, right. Last year's grand final.
Was it last year, was it?
Yep.
And moving up in the world, so good to
see. Made a shit call.
No, that's one way of looking at it. Mate, if you got punched every time you made a shit call, this bloke wouldn't have any teeth left.
Didn't you read Monday's paper?
Yeah, mate, you got a spray.
Oh, really?
Put the yellow cards away. But yeah, the divisional, obviously you can't give us tips here, mate, but...
it'd be good rugby.
I think it's an outrage, I'm going to be honest. I heard that my man Dale went really well on the weekend, so I hope that he got some... Has he got a game this weekend? Is he doing some AR... Right, just there
AR
for moral,
somewhere, but
moral support.
It's just the tree of the rankings, mate, now.
Well, he's just an old, experienced bloke, and they just don't give him a fair go. They're all about these young blokes. Dale's I'm a big fan. Had him a couple of times this year. Only played about 9 games all year, and had him twice. He's great. Love me. 11 o'clock, divisional. East 1, they finished second on the ladder. They take on Muswellbrook. I think Musselbrook's run comes to an end here. I think East will be too strong, and they'll take on Waratah in the grand final. Mate, who are you going for? Mayfield East, as they used to be called, or Muswellbrook?
Nah, mate, nah. Musselbrook can enjoy the ride home, mate. I'd say East.
It'll be a solid bus trip home to drink, I would have thought. So, I'm just having a look here. Is the AR2 in the...
In that game. Divisional.
In the divisional game. Ah, beautiful, mate. So Xavier will have plenty of help there. The experience of Dale will show, I'm sure. Might be a yard short of pace, but he's got a bit of nous, the old fella. Xavier will make up for that. He's quick. And then onto the P3s, we see Hamilton, they'll take on Wanderers. Meriwether Carlton already through to the grand final. I haven't seen Wanderers this year, but I did come up against Hamilton in the P3s, and they're a pretty strong side. If they can keep their discipline in check, I think they will get it done here. Mate, any thoughts? You know, just pick something out of your ass if you don't know any different.
Yeah, no, it's a great game. good luck to them.
Yeah. All
right. Yep. Hamilton.
Yeah, beautiful. If it's a draw at full time, I think Hamilton will go through.
Yeah, I believe
so. Yeah, beautiful. And then we see the first of the Greens, the Slime. They in the P2s, they will take on Wanderers. Hamilton, led by the illustrious SFX teacher, Mr. Rowan Kelly.
Yes.
At six.
Garrett Tills, Mark O'Brien.
Oh, Mobby. You guys go way back, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, beautiful.
Carlton were the minor premiers in seconds. And
yeah, mate. As a few people know, I played against Hamilton in all three grades the other day. That was good fun. Yeah, all in one day, just what you do. Probably let that cat out of the bag now, I reckon. Mate, they were quite strong, played quite smart. They've got some experienced campaigners, those guys. A couple of young blokes in the loose as well. Old Mickey Mercer does quite well at breakaway as well. So they're a strong side. Whoever wins here is going to have their work cut out. But I think Meriwether will be too strong for Wanderers. And I think this will be the end of Wanderers' season with a loss in the P3s and the P2s, unfortunately. And then the big game. Also, is Mr. Farrow's refereeing that one, I would assume?
Brendan Edge, yep. Rob's got third grade, mate.
Nick's got three. And where is the great man, Rob Delbo?
He is ARing for me.
Oh, mate, the experience. Now, I know that Gareth Varshik, as he is pronounced, yeah, Jesus. He loves some feedback on Rob's pace on the line, so just keep an eye on him, make sure he's keeping up, mate. But yeah, it'd be handy to have that experience. There's been some controversy over some AR decisions in the last week or two, so if in doubt, ARs, guess. Can't go wrong. And Merriweather and Maitland, they played 2 weeks ago, mate. Did you have that one?
No.
No, yeah, the other one. All right.
I had the draw.
That's right, you had the draw. Controversy corner. Mate, so Merriweather versus Maitland. Mate, there'll be no love lost here. Both very strong sides. Do we know if Mr. Brook is on deck?
He played last week, and I think John Birrell got stretched off with a blue card.
Oh, that could be a...
Turi Anuri or whatever.
Weenie?
Yeah, the prop, yeah. He went off with a leg injury, but I'd imagine he'd be right.
They got a couple of props there, so even if they just have him as a reserve.
Frank and
Big Muggy, Willie So, mate.
Muggy got a cheese last week.
Did he?
Off Mr. Farrier, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's dangerous. How many of them in the finals? Is it still three before you get suspended, or four? Or?
It's three in the game.
He should just be on one, shouldn't he? Because, yeah, he got sent off the other week. So.
He's KFC card, but...
Yeah. Tell him there's a bucket of chicken, he'll be there. He loves it. The big fella. He's a great man, Willie. We talk about him a lot on the show. Good bloke off the field and fierce competitor on. I made no qualms on it. I like Maitland. I think they are the side that can take it to Hamilton next week. I think they will reverse the result. I think Maitland will lead at halftime. Maitland will lead with about six or seven to go by a bit. Billy Coffey to score a try, put Merriweather in front by one with a conversion, and then Pat Beattie to kick a winning penalty. No pressure, mate.
So what were your thoughts on last week's game, mate?
Yeah, well, mate, I left them quite alone. There's some controversial decisions. I've had some feedback from some people, and I've seen some other feedback that, you know, there's a lot of yellow cards. So I think it was only three, so not a lot. But, you know, at the end of the day, the laws are the laws, and the referees have to officiate based on those, and I'm sure that's the company line that you will toe.
Certainly will.
Yep. Now, I've had a chat. I've had some feedback from a very seasoned campaigner who might have 199 and a half games under his belt of rugby. So you probably know who I'm talking about. And he's asked me to take your yellow cards off you, or your cards off you altogether, which I said to him, I said, it's probably in their best interest if I leave them with you for this week.
Yes.
But yeah, look, the Merriweather Maitland game, it'll be physical. It'll be free-flowing. You know, and it's going to be the usual suspects. Jay Strong got across for a double in there, lost to Hamilton last week. He is an absolute superstar. Sammy Bright's playing well. The man we mentioned before, Mr. Pinpoint, Billy Coffey, he's killing it. And, you know, for Maitland, Dale Clackerty, geez, he's done well. He's come across and he's playing quite well for Maitland. The other man I was talking about, Pat Beattie, he was, for mine, their best player on the weekend. Nelson Bay, look, you know, Waringi was good for them. You know, the usual suspects as well. Their season's obviously over, but... there's plenty of players there that, you know, can turn this game on the weekend. We talked about Travis Brook. The set piece is going to be crucial. Jerome Wilson. Mate, there's so many game breakers in this game. So I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. As I said, I think it'll be a seesaw. I think it'll go back and forward. And, you know, as we've seen, there's been a lot of yellow cards across the finals in the last few rounds. I think you in your last five games are up to about 21. We might start an official count on Sportscastle.
Lauren but, had six in third grade.
Look at him trying to shift the spotlight, Josh. Don't you like that?
Mate,
yellow cards are just about the laws, but I'm going to push someone under the bus because they had more. Yeah, nice. But at the same time, you know, it can be a bigger issue not to have the yellow cards when they need to be delivered, and there has been instances of that, not necessarily this year, but possibly this year, where people might have, you know, probably used some more yellow cards, but they didn't. So it'd be very interesting to see. I think discipline could play a big part in this one, but at the end of the day, if they play within the laws, you'll keep your cards in the pocket and let them play. I love that. So, mate, I'm going to go, as I said, Maitland to win by two. Who do you like, mate? I've talked for a fair bit and rabbit on it in circles.
I've changed my tip about seven times after that. You know, ups and downs. And
it's a rollercoaster. So forth, yeah. Rollercoaster hanging out with me.
I think I've watched one game of local union in my life. So that was Merriweather. So I'll tip them by about, I don't know, seven.
Merriweather by seven. I like it. And that brings to a close all of the general proceedings. We move on to the Sportscastle Man of the Week. No, it's called the man of the week, mate. Al is insisting on that, and so I'm scared of him. I'm worried he might eat me, so no, not really. But he loves the women's sport. I think he was putting in for, what was the women's sport job we found him the other day?
Country Rugby League
Women's. Yeah, Country Rugby League women's tackle coach, yeah. That'd be great. I think he'd actually be very good at it, but, you know, whether they have a passion. Oh, maybe. I mean, I can just see Al, Aerox Australia. Gareth would love it, yeah. So.
Troy in his Polish shirt.
Yeah. I don't know what he's polishing, though.
Nige in his barber.
Big Nige. We're giving him rubdowns. He'd love it, yeah.
Is his game on tonight, wasn't it? The
Barbars? Yeah, the Barbars, Nigel Miller, and a few of the boys from the local comp.
Marcus Christensen, Matt Yeoman. Yeah. From Wanderers, there is another bloke.
I wonder if they would have played if Wanderers were still alive.
Well, we played the game in Perth last week, Marcus, and flew back. Committed to the cause, mate.
Glutton for punishment, alongside our mate Dane LaRougetel, former Beaches, now uni player. But, mate, we are at the man of the week. We probably need to wrap this up. Matt's mowing and maintenance. These guys at the club, I think, shut in about 5 minutes, so we need to get out of here. Five nominees this week. We'll roll through. We've got Lachlan Walmsley, the usual suspect, mate. Been a nominee about 7 or 8 weeks, I think.
Man of the winter.
Yeah, Reid Van Hulsteed from Newcastle City, the McBain medal winner. Pat Beattie, the goal kicking and setting up that last try for Maitland to take the lead and then win the game. Charlie Diamond, the big bustling Dora Creek Swampies prop. Just for that name alone, I think. It's a great name. And man of the match in the upset over Belmont South. I think I've actually got that wrong. I think his name's actually Diamond Charlie. I've got to confirm that, which is even more spectacular, I reckon. What do you reckon, Josh? If your first name's Diamond...
That's fantastic.
Puts a lot of pressure on yourself, though. You know, and that's not a pressure joke about, you know, Diamond and stuff either. But and Clayton Poole, a hat-trick leading Bell Swans to their first title in 32 years. Our mate Diamond, he comes in with 1 point. Clayton Poole, a double with Bell Swans' first title. But the winner this week of the Man of the Week, and he might be able to get Mum and Dad's lawn mowed. Reid Van Hulsteed, Newcastle City. I just can't go past a 17-year-old kid winning the best on ground in a senior grand final.
Yeah, look, you can't beat that personally. That's fantastic.
I couldn't win best on ground in an under-17s grand final, and I'm a grown man, so no, well done to you. You're smaller than 17-year-old, so you'd stand out there.
Hopefully
so don't you,
the fella watching him there.
Yeah, hopefully he gets a shot at, you know, maybe a GWS or a Sydney Academy. other mention, the social fours are on this week too. I better mention them up at Maitland this week. So Friday night, yeah, I believe it is the semi-finals this week. So and then the grand finals next week at the Sandpit. So we'll do a bit of a rundown as we do all the grand final rundowns, mate. I'm surprised you're not the box seat referee, the fourth grade grand final actually, or the fifth or sixth playoff maybe.
No, they don't have cards in fourth grade.
I think they do. There definitely has been some. But anyway, thanks very much, Josh, for joining us tonight. You've added some very valuable depth and insight, at least to the soccer bit.
Minimal, yeah.
And at least some chuckles at the nonsense that we talk, mate. That's good, no? It's good.
No, I watch it every week. It's good.
Jared doesn't like laughing at my jokes because most of them are his expense normally. But we do love having you on here, Jazz, mate. You do a good job, so always do it. Mate, the research is through the roof now. I like it. I've pasted you enough, so. Good luck to all those sides that are playing their grand finals this weekend. If you get the opportunity, go down. The other thing that is on in town on Saturday night, there's a few tickets left, Sydney Kings versus the Illawarra Hawks. The great man, Andrew Bogut. Unfortunately, it is at the exact same time as the NPL grand final. Both 5 p.m. kickoffs, so that was a little bit annoying. There'll be plenty more action next week. But again, social media channels, Instagram and Twitter, SportscastAU. Either for pictures of things to do with Newcastle sport or for random pieces of insight or
Mad Monday always insight. Celebrations.
Yeah. The referees have Mad Monday?
Not generally. We've been invited to a few, but maybe we should start it this year.
I reckon Xavier would tee something up at the Gateway Hotel.
Yeah, I reckon. He's normally there. So.
Throb in Darwin. Loves Throb. But Sportscastle on Facebook. Give us a review. We had our first review on the iTunes store. It wasn't very flattering. I'll choose not to read it out because, it just wasn't very flattering. But if someone can put something in there that's at least humorous, taking a shot at us, I'm happy to read that out. It wasn't completely negative, but yeah, it just was incomprehensible. I think someone might have been about 20 schooners deep.
Beautiful.
Wasn't the
Mate, he loves us now, mate. The boys from uni, they're great value and gives us good insight. I'm going to try and see if we can get him on the show next week for the Newcastle Hunter Grand Final preview.
I reckon we should try and push for Reed to get on the show 1 week, mate.
Yeah, well, mate, he can't come in here. That's the only problem.
We'll do it
out on the green. So, but thanks, boys, for joining us. It's been an absolute rabble of nonsense, which I love, and that's what we base our show around. Make sure to subscribe, all that sort of stuff, and check out Crossbar Capers for all your soccer and to find out who not to tip, because surely my run is about to come to an end. I think we've got an international break in soccer this week, is that right?
Absolutely, my international break, plenty of international games, including the Aussies, I believe.
And the other announcement on soccer, obviously the Matildas are coming back to Newcastle quickly, playing against Chile.
Chile, absolutely.
13th of November, so that'll be great. Jump down, mate, might be able to find you someone else to impregnate, mate.
Okay, we'll finish on that, shall we?
And on that note, thanks very much.